saying one of the jurors has a family emergency, and so the panel will be heading home. The jurors also sent the judge a note on Monday saying they'll need to take May 30th off from deliberations because of a juror's in-laws that are coming to visit. The 52-year-old Resco is accused of scheming with the government's star witness to get kickbacks from companies wanting state contracts. Resco pleaded not guilty. Defense attorneys say the government didn't prove its case. Defense attorneys for R&B star R. Kelly say he isn't the man on an infamous sex tape that led him to be charged with child pornography. Meanwhile, defense lawyers also say that the female authorities allege is depicted on the tape isn't that person at all. Earlier in the day, prosecutor Shauna Bolinker called the 41-year-old a child pornographer who performed violent, disgusting sex acts on a child. The Grammy winner is accused of videotaping himself having sex with a female as young as 13. Illinois leaders say they've made progress in keeping ex-offenders from going back to prison. Officials say they have attacked the issue on a number of fronts. Mike Rhee has more.
Governor Rod Blagojevich began the program in 2004, creating counseling, job training, and drug treatment for ex-offenders. It also included the reopening of a prison in Sheridan, Illinois, as a dedicated rehab center for drug offenders. About a dozen former prisoners from Sheridan attended an event with the governor. Andrew Acheson is one of them, who says the program turned his life around.
It has brought me hope to realize that I'm able to do something, that I'm able to be the man that I was supposed to be. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that means a great deal to me as well as the rest of these men here.
Meantime, a special commission created by the governor says the state's overall recidivism rate has declined from more than 54% in 2004 to 51%. I'm Mike Rhee.
Champaign City Council tonight is expected to vote on a series of goals for its campus town district, addressing areas like parking, safety, and overall aesthetics. The University District Action Plan is meant to coincide with future development, like two new high-rises under construction and additional retail space. The 50-page report was put together by the University District Advisory Board, a panel of business and property owners. It updates a plan developed by a similar group in 2000. Board Chair Jill Guth, with JSM Development, says additional parking space remains the top priority.
Any successful downtown or campus town has public parking, and obviously our parking situation is inadequate to meet visitors, customers' needs, and that has to be addressed. And if you read the report, the redevelopment of the Lot J, which is at the corner of 6th and Green, and some parking in that area, a master redevelopment plan, is really at the forefront of the discussion in that document.
Guth says enforcement of the 25-mile-per-hour speed limit in areas like 1st, 4th, and Green Streets appears to be working. And traffic is also slow due to the narrowing of some streets to three lanes. Advisory board member and TIS bookstore owner John Titchener says parking tops his list of priorities as well, but he says streetscaping and other work on campus town's appearance is a close second, along with maintenance and trash pickup. Champaign City Council meets at the City Building at 7 tonight. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30 Central. I'm Jeff Bossert.
Weather information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Dr. Arlo Bain at the Leroy Veterinary Clinic in Leroy, Illinois.
It's 12:36. This is the Afternoon Magazine. Mike Sola joins us now with a look at the weather. Hi, Mike.
Good afternoon, Celeste.
So do we still have a chance for a shower this afternoon?
You know, there is absolutely nothing along the disturbance that will be moving through the area. No precipitation yet, just a lot of cloud cover.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's still a possibility as we get into the what are normally the warmer hours of the afternoon, and I'll talk about yesterday in just a minute. But as that disturbance goes through, it could still trigger just a few sprinkles or a brief light shower across, basically anywhere in Illinois or Indiana. The highest probability is in east central Illinois and across central and southern Indiana. But again, there is nothing along that disturbance right now as it sets up across northern, more towards north central Wisconsin, across Lake Michigan, and the lower peninsula of Michigan.
Yeah. Yesterday it stayed cool. It didn't warm up like we thought it would.
No, we had a high temperature yesterday officially of 62 degrees, but you had to be up at about 7:30 in the morning to feel that 62-degree temperature, because once the disturbances that came through yesterday triggered the showers, mm-hmm. well, we just stayed cool all afternoon. Even after the rain stopped in the mid to late afternoon, temperatures just never really bounced back up.
Yeah, I don't know that we got into the mid-50s yesterday, did we?
I don't think so. I know I went out and picked up the papers for my daughter, and it was, I ran back in the house and
put a jacket on.
Rub my arms a little bit.
Yeah, okay. Out across the country today, anything you want to make mention of?
Well, there are really only two storms, maybe three storm centers right now. One is moving through the northern portion of the mid-Atlantic states, the southern portion of New England. I think they're about to issue a severe thunderstorm watch that will cover portions of North Carolina in through southern Virginia.